That's for Lashes, Doing All Your Gold. That's from The Haunted Man. Before that, we had Jim James with State of the Art. That's from his new album. It's called Regions of Light and Sound of God. And I know that you like those songs because you've been telling me that on Facebook, on Twitter. You've been calling into the show. So we hope that you'll make a call with your pledge of support, 1-800-801-9976 or WYSO.org. Let's hear from you. Let's hear it for live music on the radio. I am very excited to welcome tonight's guests into the studio. They are a duo. They are sisters hailing from West Alexandria, Ohio. They had a holiday album out back in December, and they've also got a full length called Nice to Meet You. We're going to talk about all of that and get to know them, but first, let's hear a live one from Adelie and Gentry.
Yet so far away to our dreams. Traveling, traveling, I'm going astray. 385 miles away. Hello, city lights. And here we go. Your harmony's fading. The melody's changing. By now, it's too late, too far gone for you to be calling me and begging me and giving me those honey, please forgive me lines like before. It's funny how you love me, think it seems you fall me to walk away from loving those blue eyes and like a drug. Your sweet, sweet memory. Step by step, I walked onto Broadway Avenue. I am finally here. Get brighter, the sounds they grow louder, and all of a sudden my dreams become cluttered. I'm missing you. And here we go. Your harmony is fading. And chord by chord, the melody is changing. Walk away from all your love and then just come right back for more. Your sweet, sweet memory. And if I came back home, would you take me in? If I apologize, would you forgive? And if you came to walk away from all your love and then just come right back for more. Your sweet, sweet memory. Your sweet, sweet memory.
Adelie and Gentry, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. But first, let's hear one from their album. It's called Nice to Meet You, and this is Thunderstorms. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Rain on the tin roof drops. It's trickling down on me. Your breathing begins to stop. I feel you surrounding.
From Adelie and Gentry. That's from their album, Nice to Meet You. And that was Thunderstorms. And it is very nice to meet these two ladies, Adelie and Gentry Gates. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you here in the studio this evening. Now, The two of you are sisters. Did you grow up singing together? You've got such tight harmonies.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I started playing and singing when I was 10. We're 2.5 years apart. So when I was 14, she was 12, I think, is when we really started. And yep. Yeah, I taught her some harmonies, and we started playing at coffee houses.
Yeah, she sat me down in our living room and said, "Gentry, try harmony." And I didn't want to, but it worked out.
And did you find that going, you know, from practicing in your living room to coffee houses to making an album, what's that journey been like for you?
It's been incredible.
Yeah.
Going from just when you hear recordings from when we first started to recordings, even just at home after it all happened, just our progress and being able to play with those musicians on there and work with our producer has just helped us grow so much.
They're incredible. It's definitely, recording has definitely made us better. It's made us work harder, and it's a lot of fun.
What was it like going into the studio for the first time? was it intimidating?
Yes.
Yes, it was. We actually were very spoiled. Our first studio experience was in, like, Sony Studio, downtown Nashville, like Sony Productions, because the band was tracking there, and Taylor Swift had just recorded her, not the last album, but the one before that, in Sony, and it was so weird being in there and working with the same guy that had just helped, like, the Civil Wars produce their album. So, yeah, we were a little spoiled right off the bat, and it was definitely, you know, we heard them play, and we're like, oh, man, we need to step it up.
What is your writing process like? Do you collaborate on all the writing, or do you, you know, does one of you take the lead? How does that work?
Yeah, usually Adelie has her guitar out playing. She plays something she hears or whatever on the guitar, and then I hear a melody through my head, and I just start humming random words or whatever, and we both bring our ideas together.
Yeah, most writers will sit down and write out, you know, they have a zillion songs in their notebook with no music, and we're the complete opposite. We have a zillion, you know, just guitar ideas and, you know, melodies in our head, but no lyrics whatsoever. So it's normally as we're like in different sides of the house, and I start playing something, and Gentry comes running in, and it's like, "Adelie, listen to this."
Yeah. I like that. That sounds like a very fun way to work on songs.
It is. Yes, it's interesting.
Do you find that that being sisters, that the collaboration kind of comes naturally versus, you know, having to get to know a band member?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we read each other's minds. I would say we have saved hours and hours of time, you know, just being sisters, because we naturally just blend so well. And
Whenever I have an idea, Adelie gives me the look, and I knew she was thinking the exact same thing as I was. It's crazy.
Feed off of each other.
What when you went in to do the album, what was the biggest surprise to you going from, you know, your writing process and your early days of performing to getting into the studio? What was something that maybe you didn't expect about the recording process?
I was surprised about how many times we would have to sing the same line over and over and over again. That and how much just adding a little bit of production in a band can just completely turn the song around and take it to just a whole nother world and make it that much better.
Yeah, it also surprised me of just headphones being on your head. Like, when I put them on, I was like, I can't sing. I don't know.
A mind block.
It is, and you have to get your levels right. But we got that all figured out. But once you get it, it's really, really
it's
fun.
We love the studio.
Yeah.
Do you find that when you went into the studio with your songs and then they went through that transformation, that you're now playing them a little differently live? Has that changed the way you tackle them on the stage?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Even just our energy level on stage, it's hard to get really into a song, you know, as like you do with a band when you're just playing acoustically. And so just hearing that in our heads, our performance is totally different. My rhythms on the guitar has changed a ton from when I listened to recordings like I did in my room in the middle of the night of that song on my iPhone compared to how I would play it now. Is just it's a complete different song.
Yeah, I hear different harmonies when we practice. She's like, you know, you can switch them up. And I'm like, you're right, because I get like so bored singing the same thing. So hear more harmonies and so.
What do you guys think you want to do moving forward? I mean, have you decided like music is it? That's what you want to do with your lives, or are you still kind of figuring that out? Or
I would say we are 100% into music, and taking that as far as we can go with it. You know, we definitely believe that God is in control of whatever we're doing. So. You know, when there's a shut door, there'll be a shut door. But as of right now, we're kind of charging through. Yeah. So We'll see where it takes us.
I love it. Well, let's hear another one from the album, and we'll come back and talk some more. And I understand you've got a new single to share with us.
We do. Very excited
to hear that. We're going to hear another one from Adelie and Gentry's album. It's called Nice to Meet You. This is a track from that one. It's called Schizo, and we'll come back, talk some more with them, and hear some more live music. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and we're hearing music from Adelie and Gentry. Their new album is called Nice to Meet You, and if you call right now and make your pledge of support to WYSO, you can get your very own copy of this album. They were very generous to bring some with them. It's an $85 pledge at 1-800-801-9976, or go to wyso.org. Our volunteers are standing by to help you out, tell you all about all of the wonderful thank you gifts we have, including this album. Give us a call, 1-800-801-9976, or go to wyso.org. We've got Adelie and Gentry in the house. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, you guys have been, you know, recording, and I know you've got a new single coming that we're going to get to hear a little later. What does the rest of your spring and summer look like as far as live dates? Are you going to be getting out on the road a little bit?
Yes. We'll be very, very busy. Mm-hmm. We'll be playing in Bellbrook at a small coffee house called Bellhop Cafe there at the end of April. Then we're at the Brookville Picnic here close to our hometown in Brookville. Middle of summer, and I'm sure there will be many, many more dates popping up that everyone can see on our Facebook page and our mm-hmm. website. And then lots of trips to Nashville for recording to get more music.
Yeah.
And are you envisioning having another album come out this year, or are you just going to get some recorded and then maybe shoot for a release next year?
Well, as of right now, we'll have a single released at the end of April, which we're going to play for the first time here in a little bit. Probably another single in the summer, and then an EP at the end of the year. So talk of album is kind of up in the air. We might have one next spring, yeah.
Great. Keep them busy then.
Yeah, for sure.
And we were chatting a little bit during the break. I understand you're also getting to play some festivals down in Nashville as well.
Yeah, it's the Tin Pan South Festival. It's an annual thing they do in Nashville every year with a ton of venues. Just it's music from like 4 o'clock on every night for 5 days, and we were picked to play there in a round with some big artists down in Nashville. So we're really excited about that. We actually get to play on the downtown strip, Broadway, at Hard Rock Cafe.
Very nice.
It'll be a lot of fun, yeah.
That's really exciting. Do you find that when you're playing like the bigger gigs like this festival versus the coffee house gigs, do you prepare differently? Do you structure your set list differently?
Yeah, we do. Coffee shops are more laid back, so it's like, you know, we practice, of course, but with the big shows coming up like we have now, we do put more time into it, I believe.
Yeah, so. A coffee house will be more of like, on the way there, we're writing our set list out on a paper plate or something, to where like at a big show, you know, we might have the set list at least a few days beforehand. We're definitely bad procrastinators. You know, our parents and everyone's always getting on us about that. But, yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
And anything else exciting on the horizon? Or are you kind of focusing in on getting the recording done for now?
Actually, yeah, we just signed with a booking agent mm-hmm. out of New York. So we'll be getting lots of college gigs, playing kind of around the country at different colleges and everything from, you know, like their small coffee houses to bigger venues. As well as like theaters and stuff, the performing arts area. So we don't really know what we're getting into yet, but I know it'll make us busy.
So will this be your first time out on the road in a larger sense for a tour, other than, you know, kind of regionally and then down in Nashville?
Yes, this will be it. So we're excited.
Yeah, we've always played, you know, either locally or down in Nashville a few different times, but you know, now I'll kind of be just mm-hmm. everywhere, you know, just exploring and, you know, long car rides and all of that.
Probably some good inspiration for some lyrics, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Trips. Lots of songs will come out of
yeah.
it.
I bet. If people want to get their hands on the album and keep up with where you guys are playing, where can they find you online?
Yeah. Of course, we're on iTunes, so you can go there. And then our website is AdelieAndGentry, all spelled out, .com. You can buy our Nice to Meet You CD, our CD Waiting for Christmas, which is an awesome Christmas EP. Both of them were produced down in Nashville. So you can buy them separately or as a bundle on our website and iTunes and pretty much anywhere you search, really.
And if you want to support WYSO right now, we'll thank you with a copy of their CD
yeah.
as well. You can call 1-800-801-9976 or go to WYSO.org. Let's hear from you right now. And we're going to have all of your details up on our Facebook page as well. We're cool. facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. So navigate there. We've got all of their social media ready to roll. And shall we take a listen to another CD track before we hear the new single?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. This is another one from Adelie and Gentry's Nice to Meet You. It's called You Got Me. And stay tuned, because when we come back, they're going to be playing a live version of their brand new single. We're bringing it to you here on WYSO. This is Kaleidoscope. We'll be right back. Music from Adderley and Gentry. That's from their album, Nice to Meet You. It's out now, but they're going to have a new single coming this spring, and they're going to play it live for us right now, handing things back over to the WISO Performance Space for some live music from Adderley and Gentry.
Yes, thank you. This is called The Color Song.
If I were a color, I would be green, so you couldn't see me high in the trees. If I were a color, I would be blue, so you couldn't see me flying high up above you. When you leave, I find it a little bit harder to breathe. And when you smile, I could just run off and dance for a while. But a color's not a color. we'll never be together. So stay right here, let's paint this picture. Just forget, oh Romeo, you be my Picasso. No, 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 there's not a color in the world that explains the way it feels to be your girl. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. And eeny meeny miny mo, you be X and I'll be O. Let's go. Not a color of the rainbow can express the way I feel, for sure. Cause when you leave, I find it a little bit harder to breathe. And when you smile, I could just run off and dance for a while. But a color's not a color if we'll never be together. So stay right here, let's paint this picture. Just forget, oh Romeo, you be my Picasso. Oh, no, 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 there's not a color in the world that explains the way it feels to be your girl. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. And when you leave, I find it a little bit harder to breathe. And when you smile, I could just run off and dance for a while. But a color's not a color if we'll never be together. So stay right here, let's paint this picture. Just forget, oh Romeo, you be my Picasso. No, 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 there's not a color in the world that explains the way it feels to be your girl. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da.
Adelie and Gentry live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you, ladies. Check them out April 19th at the Bellhop Cafe in Bellbrook. And keep an eye to their Facebook, to their website for all sorts of summer dates coming to you soon. And for this new single that'll be coming out very soon. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Live music here on Kaleidoscope. You tune in for it every week here on Kaleidoscope, so give us a call and pledge your support to the radio station that is bringing you live music, local music from your friends, your neighbors, your community members. Call us and make a pledge. 1-800-801-9976 or WYSO.org. No pledge is too big or too small at the $85 pledge level. We will thank you with Adelie and Gentry's album. It's called Nice to Meet You. Our phone volunteers can tell you about all the different thank you gifts and pledge levels, but you have to call first. 1-800-801-9976 or WYSO.org. I look forward to hearing from you.